the Statue of Liberty. The number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. And, of course, you guys can chat in the Den Pen, and Pip will look over there on occasion and see if you have something pithy to add. At least had something very funny in the first segment. So that's that. All right. So you guys familiar with the website Ashley Madison? Have you ever heard of it before?
Oh, yes.
Look at Joe. That was, yes. It's in my favorites. I have to remember to go home and clear my history. Yes, it is an adult website. Well, yeah, an adult website that brings out the adulterer in you. Their motto is, life is short, have an affair.
You dicks.
Why are they dicks? You don't think they're providing a service?
I think they're providing a service. It's just I hate that they're encouraging adultery. Not that people aren't going to go out and find it someplace.
They're facilitating.
Like, yeah, they're facilitating, and it's like they call that pimps.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, you're going to cheat. You might as well have a website for it.
No.
Facebook can't do it all.
Just make it a secure one.
What?
Make sure
we'll
it's
get
a secure
there.
One.
Well, everyone, we'll get there. So anyway. It's a Canadian company. So that's their motto. So it really, like we said, provides a way for people that are in married, they think monogamous relationships, to go and have some fun with somebody other than the person that you said I deal with. Whatever. Okay. They also own Cougar Life. But they got hacked. Their website got hacked by the hackers call themselves the Impact Team.
The Impact
Team. I like that. Like, this is going to smart. We're the Impact Team. You probably want to brace yourself. And I think in lieu of what happened, very apropos.
The Impact Team, like the A-Team, they got like Mr. T. And I'm going to hack the fool, tell you who it is. Come on, fool.
Who you banging, fool?
Who you banging, fool?
Your wife don't know you banging her, fool. Right, Senator? Right, Senator?
Oh, wow.
So they call themselves the Impact Team. They have threatened to release personal information of the site's 37 million members.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people,
wow.
Dicking around.
A lot of cheating.
Sure, yeah, sure. A lot of cheaters.
Well,
damn.
You know, chicanery likes company.
Yeah, it sure does.
So, you know, whatever. So some of this information includes names, of course, naked photos, credit card transaction, addresses, work information, and sexual fantasies.
Oh, man, you know.
I'm a plumber, and I like feathers in my ass.
Yes.
Because. Now Blue Hawk makes sense.
Now it totally
That's
does.
That's the best origin story ever.
That's the one.
There it is, folks. I don't want to hear any more shit from you about Blue Hawk. Now that we know what happened, you're a plumber who likes feathers up your ass. There you go. This sound has become Bacaw has it. Are you?
It's Bacaw.
Leave the Blue Jay alone, you prick.
How dare you discredit the Blue Hawk? Name.
You did it.
What are you?
You did it.
I did not.
Did he?
No, I did not.
I think you just let loose what your secret thoughts were
that
behind Blue Hawk.
Well, I'll have to talk to the Impact Team and see Joe's sexual fantasy.
Yeah.
Listen, it's me, there's feathers and a leotard. I don't want to go any further.
Oh, my God.
Put that monkey wrench down. That's not part of it.
Well, Lisa says, why do they threaten it? Just effing do it.
Look at Lisa. I wonder if they're in my neighborhood.
I know. Obviously, she's not signed up. She's not afraid of anything.
It's a Canadian company, Lisa. Like, do tell.
I said to her in the chat, see, Lisa, it's a Canadian company. You guys aren't all that innocent. She's like, I never said Canadians were innocent.
She never has.
No, she never
has. I believe Lisa said they're all whores.
Is that what she said? I don't remember
That's
that.
That's Lisa's
exactly.
origin story. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But, yeah. You know, I was thinking about, like, well, could an American country have an adultery website? Because, you know, we're so puritanical and everything, but... Anyway, whatever. A lot of Americans are on it. But anyway, so Avid Life Media, which owns Ashley Madison, says it has secured all the weak access points and is working with law enforcement. The Impact Team claims to be upset over Ashley Madison's full delete option, which claims to permanently wipe all of a member's records from the systems for the low, low price of $19.
Oh, wow. You bastards.
Not me. Not well.
No, not you.
Look at you sticking up for the adulterers.
No. Yeah, I know. I flip-flop.
The condom's on the other cock now, isn't it?
Why, yes, it is. but I,
by cock, I mean bird with feathers and plumbing.
Of course you do.
That's what I do.
Yes. The thing is, it's so irritating. You know, they're like, okay, now that we have all your the dirt on you. For the low, low price of $19.99, we will erase all the dirt.
No,
and
no,
they
no 99 cents, just 19 bucks. Okay. They don't want to be piggish.
Go for that extra 99 cents would really be beyond the pale.
So Impact Team put out this as part of their statement. Full Delete netted Avid Life Media $1.7 million in revenue in 2014.
Whoa.
It's also a complete lie. The hackers were quoted as saying in a manifesto, no, Joe, I didn't compose it. Published by Krebs, users almost always pay with credit card. Their purchase details are not removed as promised and include real names and addresses, which, of course, the most important information the users want removed. Avid Life, what? You wanna?
So what, are they just making a statement to scare everybody and not do it? Or they, you know, because it sounds like they are.
It sounds like they are what?
Making an awareness statement.
They're saying why we're doing these horrible things.
Yeah.
Everybody has an excuse. You know, terrorists do it for Allah. They do it for $19. It's all real relative.
Wow. But they're not even really doing it.
Well, Avid Life responded, you know what, though? We're going to make this for free. Since the hacking, the $19 forgets about it. We were just joshing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's what Avid Life's saying. The Impact Team wants Ashley Madison and their Simply site, Established Men, taken offline. Established Men is for, like, women who want, like, a guy who's successful, so we're safe.
Oh, that's basically, like, golddigger.com.
Leave a volus out of this. We'll get there. Golddigger.com. You know what? I bet there is a website called
Gold. I bet there is.
If not, we should make one.
Cha-ching. Yeah.
We should totally do that. Good thinking. We could do that. If only we had the know-how. Avid Life feels it is somebody who worked on their system, but is not an employee, possibly a contractor. Because you bring in all these specialists and everything to look at your overhaul and everything.
Sure.
So that's where we are. They have threatened. I think they put up some. Impact Team had put up some material, some stuff, personal information, but it's been taken down.
Oh, wow.
I think so. Now, the rumors are that there are some very powerful people in there. You think $37 million?
They're gonna net some fish in there.
Yeah,
oh,
you're gonna have.
Oh yeah, there's somebody in there.
I'm sure there's a lot of somebody's in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're gonna have your movie stars, your rock stars. I'm sure you're gonna have a lot of politicians in there too.
There always are.
Yeah, look at you. Yes.
Release it. Tell me the politicians.
Release the adulterous information.
Yes. Tell me all their deviant fantasies.
You know what though? If they released it, best TMZ ever.
Oh, my God. It would be like TMZ having a month-long special.
Oh, it would be really.
You know, it would no break.
Day 48 of the release.
Yes.
Sean Connery.
I'm Ashley Madison.
Lisa says it sounds like a disgruntled employee to me. Well, that's what they were kind of thinking is what happened.
Well, they don't think it was somebody who ever worked there.
Yeah, it wasn't somebody looking for a raise.
Well, they are looking for a raise.
A raise. Huddle. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Huddle.
So, does the fact that adulterers are going to be the victims if this information gets released as opposed to people who shop at Target or, you know, which we've seen before? You know, and they go, well, they're just shopping. What's wrong with that? Why are they your target? But does the fact that they are adulterers change your level of outrage about the crime committed?
No. I mean, I was just saying before, you know, it's like, ugh, I'm not thrilled with the idea that here's a website that facilitates people cheating. But they're probably going
to
cheat.
You would like to do it the old-fashioned way, one-on-one.
I would just like them to go out and find, a bang buddy, you know, the old-fashioned way. Just, you know, make eyes at somebody across the bar.
It's so hard to do that, though.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's got a big mouth.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Everybody else at the bar is going, oh, well, you know who they left with.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I understand that. But I'm just saying, I'm not thrilled with that. But I don't think that they deserve to get ripped off. You know?
Well, they're not getting ripped off.
Well, they were getting ripped off by the company in the first place, saying, yeah, we'll get to erase all your stuff for the fine price of $19.
You know, that's a really crappy thing to do.
It's crappy.
If somebody wants out, just let them out.
Yeah, that's kind of like blackmail.
But it's
cheap blackmail.
I don't believe there is any way to wipe everything off the internet. It's out there. That's my opinion. It's out there. Once you put that stuff out there, it's not coming back. I actually put security tips up on the Davin's Den Facebook page and pretty much said, you know, once you put it out there, you don't own it anymore. So be aware of that. The fact that it was adulterers that are targeted does not affect my level of outrage at all. I don't, you know, people are going to do what people are going to do. I don't judge. You're going to do what you're going to do. I'm sure if, you know, I found out that the missus was on it, I'm sure I'd be a little upset. I love the Impact Team. Fuck you, Ashley Madison. But since that's not the case that I'm aware of, Who knows?
Do you know a class action suit that could happen, but it probably won't?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That's what, yeah.
Because if you could get, technically, you get a class action suit against Ashley Madison to refund that $1.7 million to everybody to pay out.
Yeah,
but you're not really going to make waves if the data stays hidden.
Yeah, and
why are you going to court? Oh, nothing. Why do we have $1 million? Oh, I just got back,
so they
went to Pasco and collected $1
million. So this is why they dodged a big bullet,
yeah,
you know, at that $1.7 million.
But if that information gets out, there's going to be a class action lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ashley Madison bragged about how secure they were. Everybody, I always say like this. I always say, I said it on Arise and Shine. You're secure until you're not.
Yeah.
It's like anything else. Everything's groovy until it's not groovy anymore.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until somebody pokes an eye out. By the way, Trucker Tom says...
Hi, Tom.
Yeah. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. He says, not sure which would explode in delight first, Harvey's head or his pecker.
TMZ?
TMZ.
We'll have to tune in for that one.
Boom!
They both explode. It's red and white.
They both explode.
It's red and white. If Blue Hawk was there, it'd be patriotic.
Yeah, that's right. Blue Hawk is America. Because.
Right. I can see the little Republicans wearing a little Blue Hawk lapel instead of the American flag.
You're damn right.
Just plumbing equipment and feathers.
they all refer to themselves as citizen.
Citizen. That's right.
Except Trump. He doesn't refer to any people as citizens. He calls them peasants. Because I'm very, very rich.
Yeah, like all these other politicians aren't.
I know, but I'm very, very rich.
Yeah, but
he's the only one that brags
well
about it.
Hey, that good for him.
By the way, I'm very, very rich. I got caught masturbating. I'm very, very rich. I come dollar bills.
I'm on Ashley Madison. I'm very, very screwed.
Yes.
Well, there was that time I did, but now everybody knows.
Yeah.
So, you know, I agree with Joe. If the stuff gets out, there is going to be a class action suit. I've said this on the television shows. I've probably said it here, too. I don't think there's any place on the internet where you're safe.
No.
Facebook, email, these companies, these banks. The United States government gets hacked, for God's sake. I don't think there's any place that you're safe.
You open an internet browser and you're done. You're done.
Well, that's comforting. But if you listen to our radio show on the internet, you're completely safe.
That's true.
Stupid Helix. Forgetting where we are.
No, but I mean, if you're not following precautions, if you're just
it's like when
you
start talking crap about sponsors.
I didn't talk crap. I just giggled myself silly.
Yeah, well, yeah, really. Okay. That was great.
That right here, stupid.
Was it giggling at him?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, with the sponsor right here. That's right.
I had one of my ridiculous laughing fits that I cannot control.
No, well, Joe appreciates them. Save many a bit that he's tried. No. So we all agree there's no place safe on the internet.
Yeah.
Do you believe the Impact Team statement is their motivation was really the $19? I don't buy that. I don't buy that this fee causes you to commit such a crime. $1.7 million has compelled you. Because it doesn't make sense. Why are you targeting? Why wouldn't you just release all the information of the executives? Why would you release all the information of the people that are just trying to cheat in private?
He made it sound so innocent.
Sweet innocent cheaters.
They're just trying to cheat.
You know, they might just want to point this out and maybe not do it, realizing how many lives they're going to destroy.
Well, yeah, but you know what? You're not going to commit that crime if you're not going to do it. Because either way, you've committed a crime.
That's not necessarily true.
They've hacked into private property.
I know, but there are some hackers that do it just to show that they could.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun for them.
And I think that's what they did here. I think they know the ramifications and the lives they'll destroy if they release this information.
So you say hackers are really stupid. It's one thing it's one thing to hack and know that you can and then you don't tell anybody.
No. No, I mean there are people that do that, and then there's another level of hacker that they want to show that there are flaws in a system, and they want to show that they were smart enough to find them, and they want to torment the person who they've hacked into. Especially if they're living in a glass house, they want to say, "Hey, look at what we did!" And now this is the perfect scenario for someone like that because they can show. They can make the company even more nervous because they've made the people that paid them incredibly nervous and upset.
Well, I mean...
So they put a lot of pressure on them.
I mean, Avid Life, claimed that they had great security and everything. But, nothing's completely secure. Next week we're going to have... next week we're actually going to have as a guest on our show somebody who's hired by companies to test their systems, what they do call ethical hacks. Mm-hmm. So they'll bring these people in. Not a hacky comedian that just feels bad about it. I know I'm a hack. I know it's the arms, but all shucks. I'm just trying to work and make a living.
Oh, here, take my money. Take my fee back.
I'm an ethical hack.
I'll thank the troops. You know?
I feel worse about this than you.
Let me tell you something. The person that he's going, oh, about, I know this guy. And you know what? When I first saw him do that, I had never seen anybody do it before.
No, it's brilliant the first time.
The first time, I thought it was so funny. Had no idea it was hacky. Had no idea.
Yeah, they all steal from me. I'm the ethical one. Headline for $3. Thank you. I did that gig. Actually, I think I featured for two. But anyway, true story. And I was happy to have it because it was the most I'd ever made from him before.
I did, ironically, a diner gig for him one time for $10.
$10. Yeah. Yeah, double
bucks.
Digits.
Yeah. I came in from the island.
Doesn't even cover a fraction of the tolls. We pass the hat around. Usually a comic of Joe's position gets $2.50, but there was tolls involved. I'm an ethical hack.
I got $2 off of him once. I was like, wow.
Have a pizza. Thank you.
Paid the big time.
Oh, they took extra pizza. I lost the pool party cake. True story.
He told me I could make more money if I took off my top and screamed, but I wasn't into it.
Usually when you take off your top, others scream.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, put it on. Yeah!
Here's money. Put it back on.
I'd rather be caught adulterating.
Cover it with the arms.
The girls. Anyway, all right, enough of that.
The girls.
The girls. Ethical hacks. Hacks, comics that do knock jock jokes and go, you really shouldn't laugh at this. The other guy is much better and really should be getting the headline money. I'm an ethical hack. But anyway. So they're brought in to find weaknesses for companies and everything and try to and help them shore up things. So stuff like what happened to Avid Life, Ashley Madison, does not happen. So I think it's going to be a very interesting and timely phone conversation.
I want to hear what they do.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear what they
do. Yeah.
We're going to hear what they do and hopefully get some tips for you guys, the listener. To make sure you guys are safe and sound and secure.
Yeah, sometimes we're doing silly things and we don't even realize. And it's like, oh, thanks for opening up all the information on your computer and your wallet to the hackers and stealers.
Well, that's the thing. When you say open up your wallet, do you do online banking?
Yeah.
Ah, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Do you get concerned?
I do sometimes.
So why? But it's just so convenient.
It's so convenient.
That's the problem with this stuff.
Yeah, I know. I don't have a smartphone, so I don't do it from my phone. For some reason, it feels more tricky if I'm walking around through people.
Well, that's worse. You can't do it out in an open network or on the phone. If you're gonna online bank, and you shouldn't, you should do it from your home network.
That's what I do.
Yeah, but still, it's not the safest thing to do.
I know, it's not.
Do you online bank, Joe?
Just to check my checking account. I really don't do much of it.
I'll check to see how much money I have. You know, but
that's essentially what I do. And, I always get my chops busted. Go, oh, gee whiz, Grandpa. You know, you're doing, still paying by checks. Yeah, you know why? Because I know there's no problems.
Nothing is foolproof, but you're still not going to that
problem. There was a girl that I work with. She made a car payment, and she had one car that she was making payments.
Yeah.
And something got switched around. They gave her a problem. So, oh, you owe us $10,000. She goes, no, I paid it. You know, I paid it online. There was no record of it. There was a federal case.
Oh,
well,
wow.
You should have a record because they usually will, and you can print it out. Yeah. I always like to do that, get the hard copy of it. But I go into the bank. I like my bank tellers, and I just don't trust the stuff.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I do make transfers between our accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I have money in savings and all of a sudden a big bill's coming in, I'll move it into checking or whatever. So I'll do stuff like that online.
The wife does direct deposit.
Yeah.
My
I
direct
do too.
Deposit is somebody hands me some cash and I go home. So that's my direct deposit. But it's really hard to be off the grid. Theoretically, somebody like me could be more off the grid because very often I do get paid in cash.
Right.
And I could pay things in cash.
Right.
But even though I'm not off the grid.
Not completely.
No.
Can't be.
No, you can find where I am. So if you were a member of Ashley Madison, and Joe, we don't need you to confess now. If you were a member of Ashley Madison.
Why are you pointing at me then?
I'm good. Everybody needs options. It's fine. Hey, they run their commercials. Listen, if they want to sponsor us, I'd be fine with it. I don't give a shit. Whatever, do what you want to do. I don't care. Not my business. But if I had one of those accounts,
right?
I mean, the damage is done.
Yeah.
You thought you had all the security. I think I would still close my account.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I would be out of there, even though the damage is done. Bing.
But you know, it's got to suck. Man, I've been cheating for 5 years and never a problem. One douchebag comes along and now I got to go home to my wife? That sucks.
You ruined Zombo.
You ruined Zombo, Impact Team. Now I have to feign interest when before I could just say I was out of town.
Now if I want fireworks, I have to draw lipstick on my own collar. Damn it.
The AC is loud.
What's that?
The air conditioning is loud.
Yes, it is. Yeah. First time in the barrel this evening, though.
You're not really in the barrel. It's just not everything's going to land. You're not in the barrel for
it. Just hung out to dry.
You weren't hung out to dry. I mean, we're not going to fake shit. It's not Ashley Madison, where everybody sounds interesting. Just remember, on Ashley Madison, it's a bunch of people that can't keep that are probably boring in their own right.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bunch of boring people meeting to create something exciting, like us, working together, the three of us. Individually, not much of a show. Together, a little bit more than not much.
A little bit more than not much.
A little bit more than not
magic.
Much. The Gathering. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But, yeah, I think I would definitely close the account. So here's an interesting thing. They're trying to go public. They're going to go into London, and they want to be a publicly traded company.
Oops.
I think they're trying to raise $200 million.
Wow.
Is it going to be a big problem to do it after this?
Well, that's the thing. Do you
Bad timing.
Like if you were leaning towards investing in that, because you know what? I know people like to dick around.
They're not going But you're not. No, believe me. They really got problems now because people are going to leave, like you said, and they're not going to get new business.
No, they're going to get new business because as long as men have penises and women have vaginas, they're going to want to meet someplace. And, you know, realistically, there is less chance getting caught here than on your Facebook page or doing something. I mean,
there are still places, free places.
Do tell.
Well, Craigslist.
Really?
I would not do it, but
Who the hell is going on Craigslist to find somebody? First of all, they took away all the sexual ads, I believe.
No, not sex ads, but I mean, the last time I looked there a long time ago, I used to love to
Before
read...
she was married.
No.
Before
no.
there was Craigslist.
No.
It was just
after.
A guy with a piece of paper.
I used to love to read those, you know, all those different, like, men for men, women for women, men for women, women
just
for men.
Just a little light
you know.
Reading while you're taking a dump? Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah. No. I don't bring the computer in with me. No, because sometimes they would be hilarious.
Back in the day, Good Times Magazine, the entertainment paper on the island, used to have all that stuff in there. And you look at all the people in there. Very interesting.
Here's my ad. There's a typo.
The best one was Strictly Platonic. Those were the best ones to read because you're like, what the hell?
Somebody's
going to
get boned.
Yeah, really. It's like, so this is your sneaky way of going at it is that you're pretending that you're just going to be friends? Uh-huh. You know,
I'm covet. Nobody will know what I'm up to.
Some poor bastards were like, I have no friends. Can we meet to go to the movies or something? And it was like, oh, man.
Listen, Ashley, they had one. If this stuff gets released,
yes,
they're going to look bad. But if you're really into, like, finding other people to mess around with,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go, well, it was just once. And it's still, you are, because it's still the best way. Now, another company, there might be other companies that do this.
Right.
I think Adult Finder, which is another one of these adult websites, got hacked a couple of months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that these companies would be targets.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, because everything is covert. Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're a politician, you go, well, this will be safe. At least I'm not texting a dick pic. It'll be fine. What could possibly go wrong? We're not going to make a Shock Jocks month now.
If I was a creepy politician, I'd just look at the new list of interns. You know, I wouldn't go on there.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but everybody has a mouth. I mean, it's appropriate for some activities, but it works against you and others.
I was going to say, maybe that's what they're looking for.
I mean, everybody wants something. Once you put yourself in a compromising position, you're always looking over your shoulder.
Of course. So. It's like, you know, telling a lie. You got to remember all the lies you told.
Joy.
You know,
or at least have a team of people to try to remember them for you.
Like have a database full of the lies that you told.
The internet's going bad. Juan's over here. Let me hear what Abukabiki has to say about this shit. But no, I think Ashley Madison's going to be all right.
Do you?
Because I think they're responding quickly. And like I said, people want to cheat, and people like convenience. Listen, banks get hacked all the time. You still do online banking.
Yeah.
Target got hacked. You still use your credit card at Target.
Yeah.
Home Depot got hacked. You know, people still do business with Sony. We like convenience. And what's better than convenient vagina? Nothing.
That's what I've been told.
I like vagina that's delivered.
But there's been studies. There's been studies on how businesses react and how they handle crises.
Yeah.
You know, on crises. And basically, this will be a case study on how Ashley Madison handles this.
They've been out front about it. They've been honest about what's happened and everything. I think they're going to have to brag a little less about the security. Like, the Impact team actually, like, apologized to go, the only person we feel bad for, I guess, is, like, the head of security. Because he said, they said...
Oh, he'll lose his job.
No, but they said he did everything
right
he could do to make sure they were secure. But you can't stop everything. No. And that's what I said, because there's always somebody who wants to try to get inside and screw you up. Listen, God forbid I become somebody. Fortunately, the career path has not led me that way. But God forbid I become somebody, I'm a target. Yeah. I become a target because somebody wants to bring me down.
Sure.
So, I mean, Ashley Madison's out there bragging, all these penises, all these vaginases, we mix them all together. Vaginases, like a crisis. We mix them, we advertise, we're in your face that, yeah, people are banging left and right, the spouses don't know. Somebody for some reason could go, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You know there's a preacher with a computer hacker going, we got work to do.
Yeah, it's like those rap battle people, you know? They get up, oh, I'm going to rap better than you. And everybody's like, oh, damn. There's going to be somebody who thinks that they're going to be the bigger, better rapper than them. And they're going to get in.
You can't brag.
No. But actually, the thing is, yeah, as soon as you start making it like, oh, this is impenetrable, well, the hackers...
It's like a vagina. I can't get in there. Hold on. Let a good-looking man try.
I got a good cocktail here that I'm shaking up right now.
That's it. Have a drink. I can get inside.
Actually, it is.
Cosby. After a Quaalude.
It was a bad Cosby.
I can't do it.
He don't know what he's doing.
She did a good Rosie O'Donnell before the show.
I didn't know that I was doing Rosie O'Donnell.
Do the voice.
What was it? Oh, you could put some petunias up there, and then they would look really nice.
It was better before the show, but not bad.
It was good.
Yeah, I was
Rosie, right? You
I
could
was
hear that.
I was for Rosie, though.
That's probably why it worked.
I was talking to the cell tower technicians outside of where I work, and I was playing with them, and I was
Nobody
just going, you got
to
decorate the cell tower.
Nobody wants to hear this.
Okay. Too bad.
It wasn't a prime time
then.
Story.
No, it wasn't. it wasn't the show.
Yeah, it wasn't 6:30 worthy. Joe's stuck in traffic. Fine, do the cell tower story.
Right, I know.
No, but yeah, I think. Listen, I think if the company can go like another year after this, if they can keep this damage to a minimum, they get in front of the story like they have.
Yeah,
I think if they wait a year and try for the IPO, then I think they'll be all right. Because as Joe said, they like to see. You know, how do you handle a crisis? This is a test to see how they handle a crisis or others know how to react. If they show they can handle adeptly and are honest and in front of it, people go, I think they got this shit together.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
And I really do like strange poontang that I don't have to come home to. So this is going to be fine.
Lisa's saying that.
I see strange poontang. Lisa has something to say.
Whoa, strange poontang. Hi, Lisa. No, I'm kidding. Lisa said, saying you're unhackable is just asking for it. And it's funny because all the people that were on that show, that site, asking for it, saying that you're impenetrable, that's just not the way to go on a site that's advertising people cheating.
I mean, here's the thing that's kind of scary. I don't know if people have really thought about this, but like I mentioned a little while ago, there's powerful people on that list. $37 million, there's some senators dicking around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, Lindsey Graham with his boyfriend, Donald Trump with his next wife, Bill Clinton with a group of interns, whatever. They're all there, I'm sure. I'm sure they're important people on that list. So if you have this information, you've hacked it, and say now you have the president, the vice president, the senator, the congressman of a district. Go, listen, I want this new factory coming in there. I don't want you to give us a crap about the ecology or anything like that. We're going to pollute, but you're going to give it the okay. You're going to ram this through and make sure we can build our factory there. Mm-hmm. Or otherwise, I'm going to release all this information, and your wife's not going to like it, and it's going to ruin your career because you were so puritanical and holy. But hey, at least this time it was a chick, although we have the other stuff, too. I mean...
We have the fantasies.
The potential for blackmail is great, I think.
Especially in a place like this where they were not all, apparently they were not only discussing what they did or making plans to do things, they were talking about the stuff they'd like to do.
Sure, that's the interesting
and
stuff.
That is the juiciest.
And there's
stuff.
Naked photos.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the potential for blackmail is overwhelming.
Ooh, yeah.
And I do think, you know, and I do think they're going to have a problem when they go for that IPO, because basically if they can get hacked once, they can get hacked again. And I get a funny feeling this is going to be a very, I mean, even though.
So you think they're going to get hacked again?
I think so. I think so. The potential's there. We were just discussing that anybody can get hacked. I mean, you can do everything you want. It seems to me that they could be hacked again, and people are going to be very leery about going on here. I think they have a problem with that IPO.
It's such a juicy target.
It really is. Well, that's what you're looking for, because what has home
just,
is dry.
You know, and just, you know, look at the, like we just said, look at the potential for blackmail. You know, you think a place that got hacked, that could be hacked again, you're going to go all in and have that potential of being blackmailed there?
Say that again slower.
My theory for my career is this. Be so not worthy that I can pretty much do whatever I want.
Well, mission accomplished.
I'm thinking about my security show.
Full steam ahead.
Our career paths are making us secure, Joe. Yeah. Nobody wants what's not in our bank account, and no, we're not worth messing around with.
Right,
we'll
be
just fine.
Yeah.
This has brought up that old axiom, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I don't necessarily
agree
with
that.
You know what? If you're like an accountant, and you know, a mid-level accountant, which you know that got something on the side, and you got three kids, you know, and it could destroy your family, you know, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's bad publicity.
You know, I mean, if
it's
you're
personal,
I don't really think anybody cares who Moishe was banging.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Except for Moishe's family.
I mean,
right.
So
not going to be the stuff that's going to be released. I don't think. Why would you release the people that don't matter?
Right.
37 million people. You know there's some big fish.
Oh, there's got to be some heavy hitters.
You
there's got to be.
And also part of that, I mean, on the hacker side, I mean, there's really a moral obligation on what you're going to do. I mean,
well,
if you have to look besides.
Would you do it if you were the hacker? I mean, because they're committing adultery, and most people consider that a sin.
Right. But here's the deal. You're going. So we're gonna get, take, you know, these people are committing adultery. We're going to get them. You're not just getting them. You're getting an innocent wife. You're getting killed. Your children.
Mm-hmm.
You're disrupting families. You could destroy families. You could, you know, because
that's why I don't buy their reason. Well, we're doing it for the $19 fee. No, then just target the executives. Go, hey, we have this information. We're not going to release this information, but all you executives are releasing your banking information.
But sometimes, you got to remember, a lot of these hackers are a bunch of nerds that really
nerds.
Consider your account struck.
That was Joe Curry.
No, but here's the deal. I'm not discrediting them.
I think
they're
you
geek.
Did.
They're, no, I'm not. They're geeking. They know.
Listen, I'm not discrediting these nerds. They're geeks. But first of all, they wouldn't. There's a difference, and they would know it, and I don't.
But they would wear. They wear it like a badge of honor. I'm telling you, if you're those guys, okay, and they're like, you know, everybody like puts us down and laughs. And look what we did. Look what we can do.
Yes.
And they do stuff like this. Just to show you, this can be done. This is what we can do. Now, to add to this, on Anthony's show today, he was talking about a hacker that can hack into the computers of cars and totally take over the cars.
That's been talked about.
And he showed a report where the guy,
there
were these two guys that were like a couple of miles away with a laptop controlling a car.
Oh, my God.
And why are they doing
it? I never heard of that.
They're not going to try to, you know. And
I heard the story like a year or so ago.
And the reason why they're doing this is they're not going to, you know, they're not going to try, well, we're going to start killing people if we don't get money. I'm telling you right now. What they're doing is they're going to the, showing the car companies, we were able to hack in. You guys better figure out some safeguards.
Those are
here.
Somewhat ethical hackers, because they're not doing the blackmail thing and they're not doing anything. Kind of like what our guest is next week, except he's actually hired. The fact that they're not actually harming anybody, this is different. This is not ethical hacking.
If they just point this out and leave it be, they're ethical hackers. If they release names and start doing
that, like I said,
then
supposedly they did
people.
Release a minimal amount of stuff, which is no longer online. Supposedly they did. Remember, somebody did this to all these celebrities like a year ago. They hacked all their phones.
Yes.
Okay. And
now,
everything.
Let me ask you a question. Now, the release of information and the release it of, and going back to what you were alluding to, of the higher management or just regular people.
I'm not really sure. Krebs was kind of vague on it. Krebs has kind of been leading.
Right, because that's the kind of key, because if they did what you were saying several minutes ago on executives and stuff like that, it would be like, all right, you're trying
Here's
to shake your finger at these guys and not really hurt people that are on here.
I think, listen, I think they might lose some customers. But here's the thing. If it's a good service and people have been successful in getting laid on this service and, you know, 37 million people go, well, nobody's going to worry about me. Nobody wants to see who I'm stupping. Mm-hmm. I think the average John, because I don't want to say Joe. Joe would get upset. Why am I singling him out?
Jesus Christ, I've been the...
he's on there, too. Who would have known?
You're story. The brunt of everything. Jesus yeah, that would be
the brunt
story.
Of everything tonight.
Welcome to life.
That would be the big story. No, we have Jesus Christ screwing around on this site.
I think if you're the average guy or girl, because there are women, obviously, who use this site.
Of course.
You're going to keep doing what you're doing. I think if you're the bigger fish, you're going to have to rethink.
I don't know. If I was using this website to screw around and then I found out that somebody had gotten all this supposedly really safe information, it might be enough to scare me off of doing it again.
Ashley Madison's going to tell you, listen, we got it fixed. We found the problem. We know who it was. We're handling things internally. We're going to refund you your money. Here, a free blowjob on us. Enjoy. You know, they're going to make it right by their customers.
It just, like when Target got hacked and they got the credit card numbers and stuff like that, you know, I mean, all right.
Here's a gift card.
Yeah. yeah. But you know, the thing about it here, and you say, like, you know, people, you know, with higher-ups of people, celebrities, it's something worse to lose.
You're 37 million people, there has to be.
I understand, I understand that. But those 37 million people, there's probably some guy that lives in Missouri who's got three kids and a wife, and if this information gets out, he is screwed. He destroyed his children's lives. He destroyed what he has. Mm-hmm. And that's just as important as somebody who's a big executive or a politician. So my whole thing is that they could dodge the bullet, but the potential to be hacked again is there, and it seems that there's too much to lose over it. And I get a funny feeling.
Do you think that the potential to get hacked again is actually increased over the initial hacking? Because it's always been there, the potential to get hacked.
But the fact that it was, and that it can be again.
There's also this competitive nature between hackers. If somebody said, okay, you can't get into this site, and then this person said, huh, look, I proved it. I did it.
Yeah.
The impact. Now
it's a dick swinging contest.
It mm-hmm. is. And now they're going to go in, and they're going to like double down, quadruple down on all of their security. And they go, huh. We've got this. We're back in business. We've got this so that nobody can get in. Some hacker's going to say, oh, yeah? Oh, I can get in. I don't care what
well,
you did.
I think we all agree nothing is unhackable. Once you plug in online, once you go online, you've opened up yourself. None of us are safe. Once you've paid with a credit card, none of us are safe. You just do what you can do.
You do things to lessen your risk.
Yeah, and you try to be as average and non-important as possible.
And the funny thing about it is nowadays it's virtually impossible not to do some portion of your life with anything.
No, you
got to
be in some militia in West Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, like in your deer stand.
I was just gonna say I live in a treehouse.
Yeah, like you know, making all your transaction with deer piss. I mean the rest of us in the real world, we like the convenience of it, which is what I said. On a rise and shine, and it's just the way it is. And in this case, it's the convenience of shtupping. Somebody you're not supposed to shtup.
And look at it this way. Over 10 years, 15 years ago, a computer was sort of like, not a necessity, a luxury. A computer now is an appliance.
A computer now is in your back pocket.
I understand.
Yeah.
And a smartphone is an appliance now. It's something that that's a necessity in day-to-day life. So stuff like this, and there's so many more people that are computer savvy now. So many hackers that have gotten really, really good. Where, you know, Ashley Madison is one thing. But then you have the people that are with the cars. You know, going in and hacking the computer modules to cars.
Yeah.
For Pete's sakes, now look at the drone. They came out with the drone. The drone in the past 5 years has, you saw Anthony's house, he's got them and stuff like that.
Sure.
But a lot of people have them. They're making movies using drones for aerial shots. But there was also a thing on the internet where some guy rigged a 45 onto a drone and flew it and was shooting the 45 gun. With the flying
that
holy crap.
No.
No. Two great tastes that taste great together.
I mean,
drones and
I
guns.
Can see it. Hey, this will be fun.
that neighbor was always Snoopy.
But it's scary now that this technology, that somebody could literally strap a gun to a drone and start firing it. I mean, and fly it around and start flying it. You're minding your own business. Here comes this drone, and the thing is shooting at you. Where the hell do you go?
That's a weird-looking bird that's showing up at the dining room window, Harold.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's aiming at me.
Yeah. So we're in this world now where it's just everything is almost open game.
Let me tell you one quick thing. Mm-hmm. There was a tell.
Make it very quick. I give you the wrap it up. You go, well, but I have a point that we all have to hear.
Okay.
Go on.
All right. I was watching a television show about how there was a virus that got into the computers that ran the turbines that ran the nuclear reactors, and it was written the script was written so carefully that it would make the turbines run in an irregular rate, so they'd start to shake, but then another script would go in, so it would make all their instruments look like everything was fine. And then when it became completely obvious that the turbines were amiss and that there really was a problem, it disabled the shutdown sequence.
All right. Well, on that cheery note,
scary.
Pip, tell people where they can hear this.
Okay. If the world doesn't end, you can hear us every Tuesday.
If your computer hasn't been hacked.
And if you need a cheering up.
Yeah. Yes. Grab your loved ones if you can still tolerate them.
Want to feel secure and need a cheering up, here's where you can get us.
Friend me on Facebook while there's still time, and I'll cheer you up. You can listen to Davin's Den Live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, theindieauthority.com, ruthlessradio.fm, talksuperstation.com, cyannetradio.com, GoneRogueRadio.com, TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com. And TalkSuperStation.com has us on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on all of your mobile devices, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.
You are listening to Davin's Den. When we come back, we're going to do some Scam Busters in honor of Joe Kumia's birthday. We'll play some Rotka. We'll be right back.